Hey, let's get the latest on what's happening at with the Nebraska Department of Transportation and roads projects this summer. That means the one and only Mr. Drew Wilson. How you doing, Drew?
Hey, Rich. I'm good.
I know you have got a heck of a schedule going right now. We talked a while back on some of the spring projects. I know the summer is always monster busy for NDOT, isn't it?
It is. And for us, it's one of our biggest seasons asphalt-wise. In our local district, so which is a good thing, getting money back out west, getting money back out on the road. So it really is a good deal, but as always, we want to keep people up to date so they can avoid the closures if possible and plan accordingly. I think Rich, this time we'll start out west. We actually have a couple projects that aren't ours but may impact people's travel. There's a Blackshirt Feeders project out on Highway 34 just to the west of Hagler. It'll be wrapped up in the next couple weeks, but right now they have a flagging zone set up. People should expect about a 10-minute delay. But the Colorado DOT, if you continue going west towards Ray, they're going to have a project there that they're anticipating about a 10 or 15-minute delay there also, starting on Monday next week. So people headed that direction, probably plan for about a 20-minute delay when you're headed that direction. The project that everybody wants to know about in the McCook area when we're going to get wrapped up with it is the bridges to the west of McCook on Highway 6 and 34, about a mile to 2 miles west of McCook. There at Perry Green, we've got two bridges that are under construction. One of them is going to be turned into a box culvert, and the other one is a bridge replacement. These bridges were really old, and they were past their service date and needed replace. We're half done with the one bridge, and the box culvert is about half done. We'll be switching traffic on the box Monday of next week, and so it'll be switched to the other side. And I would expect probably about that June time frame will be done. The idea was to get in during the winter and try to get out before harvest started, so we're out of people's way for harvest. The bridges up in the Curtis-Stockville area, those will be completed in the next 2 weeks. We appreciate the people's patience up there. They've been really good for us up there, and the bridges turned out really well. So we hope that they like the new structures up there. Again, about 2 weeks, you're going to see up there, you're going to see about a 1 to 2 minute delay at each one of those bridges for the signal. And then North Platte, it's not actually in my district, but North Platte has a little bit of work to finish up on Highway 83 to the north of us. And then we have a project in the Curtis Wellfleet area that you're going to see some major construction for this summer. Most of the time this summer, you can expect about a 15-minute delay on Highway 83 in the Curtis area. That job is part of the Super 2 for us, and we were able to build a box culvert completely underneath one of the bridges for the bridge replacement to try to keep people's delay down to a minimum. But there will be a signal go up here in about a month or so's time frame. That signal will go up at Brushy Creek, and people need to be aware that signal is the best possible place that we could put it. We tried to get it at the top of the hill, but there's going to be a little bit more of a delay at that signal than other signals because of it being in the bottom of a hill, the bridge replacement being at the bottom of a big hill. They should expect about a 5-minute delay at the signal, and then probably about another 10 or 15-minute delay for the flagging zones once we start doing asphalt there. Moving further back out to the east on Highway 283, south of the 89 junction, we have a project going on there. The bridges just got finished up down there. We're working on a little bit of grading, and we'll start asphalt here in about a month to a month and a half down there. And additionally, we're also doing the stretch going to the east from the 283 junction to Beaver City. That's in a very similar shape. We'll start asphalt here in about a month there. Currently, there's two bridges with signals left on them. They'll be wrapped up here in the next 2 weeks. Asphalt will be last down there probably for about 2 to 3 months in that area, and people should expect about a 10 or 15-minute delay once they get asphalt in that area. And then lastly, just to the west of Minden, on Highway 6 and 34, we've got a fair amount of asphalt going on right now. It's one flagging zone, so about a 10 to 15-minute delay. But that section of road really needed some work on it. It'll be nice as soon as we're done. The guys have done a nice job so far. We're about half done with it. We think in about 2 months we'll be completely done with the asphalt and striping, and people should expect normal traffic at that point. One of the nice things in Union that we were able to do is we widened out that intersection there at Pioneer Village to help out with the turning movements, put in a new signal, and added some ADA ramps. That is the bulk of our work that we've got going on right now. We will have a couple more projects in the Imperial and Madrid area starting in mid-June or July, but I'm sure I'll be on before then. As always, people can keep up to date with construction, 511.nebraska.gov. And if they have any questions, they can call our district office there in McCook.
Another busy summer ahead, Drew. No question about it. A lot of projects going on.
Yes, there is.
Always great to catch up, Drew. Thanks a million. And have yourself a great rest of the week. We'll talk to you next time, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks, Rich. And remind people to buckle up and slow down for construction zone.
Well, you bet. There's going to be a lot of them. Hey, don't forget, I know you posted on your Facebook page. There's a lot of folks on the highways with bikes out, bicycles and riding. So be aware of those folks as well.
Yep, for sure. And then as we get a little bit closer to that June time frame, there is a biking event that happens out here. Mm-hmm. And the next time we're on, we'll talk a little bit more about that so people are aware of the event and the cyclists that are coming up.